out to Bill Hart from where we came.
First question of the day is asked by Max Frank, and he said, and I quote, directed to Governor Carter, who all would be known as Governor Carter.
Thank you.
Operation Malish.
Yes, sir.
Good to be here, Governor Thompson. I'm going to ask you about the rest of us on that Prairie Farmer poll. We're even doing half that. Well, that's fantastic. But it's good to be in Chicago again. I haven't been here for a week. Last time I said the mayor that he thought he couldn't have a court fight parade, but I want to say tonight there was someone in the mayor's office there to meet you. I'm very grateful for that. Particularly when he opened the gate. So I just want to get up and say hello before the expensive party starts. I've been talking with Ed Kaminsky about Eastern Europe. I'm just as firm in my commitment to Eastern Europe as I've always been under the close tutelage of Ed Kaminsky. As he underscored and has indicated and demonstrated, our policy has always been to establish stronger economic relationships with the nations of Eastern Europe. When this is done, as it has been done under this administration, we weaken the Soviet economic hold on Eastern Europe. And that's to their benefit, and that's to our benefit. So I just say, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate very much your attendance. It is good to be here. Thank you very much.
Consulted in behalf of the President, advising on matters of national security and intelligence. Some of the fine brains that sat around that room, as are sitting around this room, sat in constant amazement at the insight that this gentleman showed. It is a great privilege for us to have with us tonight Nelson Rockefeller, Vice President of the United States.
Bob's a generous friend, and I just like to say to everybody here, the fact that a leading businessman in the Chicago community, who is a national figure, is willing to identify himself with one of the awards because he loves this country and has the courage to take a stand in a position and rally this wonderful movie tonight. This is what's keeping America strong and alive, and our two-party system and democracy. And that's Bob Galloway. And Ed has already said, the fact that you're all here, the fact that you care enough to support the party of your choice, to make it possible for this system to work, the leaders of the party and the elected officials of the party are here. This is the kind of thing that has kept America in that unique position and that has made democracy the longest free society in the history of civilized man. I just like to say I am delighted to meet Mrs. Percy tonight. I've always admired his son. I've always thought he was a wonderful person. And tonight I can understand why. I just like to say Vice President.
and be wise in our expression, and always remember to say it.
Dr. Hubbard.